Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Keep the music rolling, please.
Go!
This has been in my head for 3 days.
How?
And I'm trying to exercise it.
How did you get it in your head?
I don't know. I probably was TikToking and saw a video, but 24 hours a day for 3 days. It's been like, go! Laying in bed at 3 in the morning, you can't sleep.
He's like, I gotta hear J.D. Lane's voice.
Oh, man.
Let's go warrant.
They say that's the best way to get rid of an earworm is to listen to it.
Like the full song.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Or to pass it on to someone else. So I just pass it on to a few thousand people. Yeah. Enjoy. Have fun with that. How's everyone?
Smooth.
Good? Everything good?
Sleepy.
Real good.
Sleepy.
I didn't sleep great last night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. How have you been doing lately?
What's that?
How have you been doing lately?
Really well. It's just last night I went to bed at like 8:30. I was tired. But then I woke up around 2 and didn't get back to sleep until around 4. And then I was up at 5:45. Yeah. So it was just like a weird piecemeal type of thing.
Yep. Yeah, I had a weird one because I typically am up at 5 or 6. And I don't usually have things in the morning, so my mornings are pretty, you know, open and leisurely. And this morning I had a video meeting at 8 a.m. and I woke up at 7:30, which I had not slept for a couple of days, so it was nice. But I wasn't used to being like, oh, down some coffee, throw in some clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel for people. Because, you know, everyone has their own things. Like, this job has its own challenges, but it's not 9 to 5.
Yeah, but one thing I definitely appreciate about working afternoons is that I never have to just like wake up and immediately start doing something.
Yeah.
All I have to do is, you know, I wake up pretty early anyway, but it gives me like a lot of time to chill and
it's nice.
Get ready for the day. Start the day slow.
It's really nice. You had a thing on there, Rach, about best non-sexual physical sensations. I don't know if this counts, but when I make my first cup of morning coffee, I microwave it for like 35 seconds and I give it a couple minutes. And the physical sensation of taking my first sip of really too hot coffee is one of my favorite sensations all day.
Yum.
Yeah. How about you guys?
I like falling asleep.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like there and you're like, I know this is about to happen.
Mm.
I gotta say, if you've been like, let's say you're working out outside in this heat, then you get your nice cold water with the ice in it.
Yeah.
Nothing tastes better than that. I'm telling you. Nothing tastes better.
When I'm super, super thirsty, if you put a Coke in front, I'm maybe talking some crap here, because you put a cold, icy Coke in front of me, I might down that before the water.
That's going to dehydrate you.
I'm sure it will, but it feels so good going down. Did you see that Trump is making a change? I don't know how this happens, whether he just asked Coke or it's an executive order or what, but somehow it's tied to Trump, that Coke is going to stop using high fructose and start using cane sugar, which is what I think they use in the Coke that comes from Mexico, which is very specific. Like, I know locally you can buy it at Straub's and things like that. It's really, really good. So Coke may be changing.
Maybe. I don't think it's been like a proclamation from the company. I think it's like he says they're going to do it.
Yeah, he says he's been talking.
He called them. Yeah,
he says they've been talking. He said they're going to do it. Coke came out and very diplomatically was like, we appreciate that the president is so interested in this, but they did not confirm that this is actually
going
to
happen. Yeah, let's be clear what they're going to do. They're going to do whatever makes them the most money. I think they do what they do. I think they'd make the changes that they did for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they did it just because they thought, you know what? We're going to make it worse. Like, no, I think they said, we can make more money doing it this way, so let's do it this way.
Yeah, true. Wheels, what would you think of making the swing off a part of baseball?
Real games?
Yes.
No. No.
You've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, there's a shootout in the NHL, right? I mean, that exists.
Soccer.
But they're very, but they're very different sports, right? Like, baseball is not as physically exhausting as hockey or soccer. It's just not the same thing. And games just don't last that long, right? Technically, I mean, like, if you look at the number of games that even get to the 12th inning anymore, it's like 1%, 2%. Like, the games don't go that long. And you can just play it out. I don't like the idea of doing it that way, because think about it this way. When you're talking about a shootout, now I don't love those either, by the way. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. You're at least involving two people that are actually competing. A goalie and a player, whether it's soccer or hockey, right? There's a competition there. Home run swing-offs are batting practice. It's a coach throwing to players and throwing it right down the middle. So I guess if you say you want to have like a real pitcher out there trying to make him miss, but then that's just at bats.
That's just baseball.
Right. So what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the difference to me, is that in the other sports where we have some kind of weird, non-traditional way of ending a tie without a tie.
Yeah.
You have an actual competition between two real professional athletes that are the best of their sport.
Yes.
And in baseball, it would just be, let's go back to what we did in practice before the game.
Yeah.
And that's why it's stupid.
Okay.
But I do want to fix the home run derby, though. Like, I do think that, like, it's fine. They're not going to get rid of it. Nobody really cares that much. But the way they do it now is incredibly stupid. Did you watch any of it?
I watched it until I couldn't watch it anymore.
It's incredibly annoying because, yeah. You know, look, I'll blame ESPN for the split screen, but the format sucks. And Major League Baseball could easily make it better. First of all, it shouldn't be on a clock. Nobody cares how fast you can hit home runs. What do we like? What do you love about a home run, Dave? Outside of like the impact it has on a game, you know, like of course you love a game winning home run of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the best thing about a home run in a derby setting? What's the coolest part about it?
Just when they hit a big giant,
seeing how far it goes.
Yeah, dinger.
Witnessing how far it goes. You can't even watch one home run because another one's being hit literally 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
So you're constantly like turning your head back and forth. Instead of it being on a clock, just give each guy two rounds of 10 swings. Because what they get now in those 40. 3 or 4 minutes is like, you know, 30 swings-ish, like something in that range, right? They have a maximum of 27 on the 3 minute clock. And then you get your little bonus round. So we're maybe reducing it a little, and I don't care. You could make it 30, make it 2 rounds of 15. I don't care. Take the clock off it. Just let them unleash. You're going to get 10 swings, and then you're going to go rest, because what you get now is rapid fire that you can't keep up with, and you get players that are exhausted 1 minute into the 3 minutes that they have to hit. It's not supposed to be an endurance or a speed competition. It's a power competition.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want more long home runs? Or do we want to just witness the ball going, because you can't even enjoy it. You don't even get to see the reactions of all the all-star players on the field because there's no time. To me, in the older formats, that was the coolest part.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest part is seeing all the other best players in the world admire the strength and power of the guys that are there with them. We get none of that anymore. Now it's just like, how long can we drag this out for 3 hours, and what can we do to make it seem like a real competition? Take each of those guys, give them 10 swings, two rounds of 10 swings. So you're going to have fewer total swings, but you're going to get better ones. And you just mark it. To me, the four that advance are the guys that accumulate the most total distance on their home runs.
I'm down with that.
So you get, let's say you get 20 swings and you hit 15 home runs. The four that have the most total distance on home runs get to advance. And that can still be beneficial to the guys that don't hit it as far as, say, O'Neal Cruz. They just have to hit more of them.
Yeah.
So instead of going for distance, you go for number. And, you know, so there's a balance there where the guy that hits 18.
See, you thought this through.
I did, because I don't think it's hard. I think it would be more entertaining. It would take the same amount of time, which means the TV people will be happy because they got a long TV show that they can sell commercials for.
Yeah.
Which is part of the deal. And it would be more fun to watch. I would enjoy that. I think all of us would, because, again, what's the best part?
If they did it the same way they did it this year, I wouldn't watch next year. It was annoying to me.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
And our buddy Ben Boyd just texted me. He made a good point. The older format went too long. It was like 4 hours. And it's like, I get it. We want something that's around the length of a game. But what I'm giving you is that. And you can toy with it with the numbers if you want, to make it exactly like it is now, but take the speed element. And then think about what else we were relying on in that timed round. We're relying on a batting practice pitcher to throw under the pressure of a clock and basically be perfect. Why would we want to put any of that competition on a 60-year-old coach or on a guy's dad or on a guy's brother or a teammate, whoever's doing it? Why would we? They're not the stars. This should be simply about the power of the home run hitters. Problem solved. Somebody call Rob Manfred.
Yeah, no, that's it's a good presentation.
More entertaining, same amount of time, and it's focused on the people that you're supposed to be focused on, the power hitters.
When we come back, the internet's doing this thing. Would you give up blank for $1 million? I have a few for you guys. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. I have a day off tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. The guys will take good care of you. CNN reporting that the White House has just announced that Donald Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. I shouldn't even say I know what it is, but I think it's just when old people bruise easily. You know, he's had those bruises on his hands, and yesterday they caught him with makeup trying to cover up a bruise, and so they're coming out and saying that this is what it is. So there you go.
I looked up the definition of it while you were saying that.
And
it says that it is when your legs become damaged and struggle to send blood back to your heart.
Okay.
That's what that is. Or at least that's what this says it is. And that's from the Cleveland Clinic.
Good enough. So you have one definition for me and one from the Cleveland Clinic. You guys decide. Yeah. It's up to you.
I'll go with Dr. Dave.
I think it's when old people get bruised. So.
I'll go with Dr. Dave. Thank you.
Okay. Would you give up for $1 million, Wheeler, would you never go to or watch a baseball game again?
No. Now, if you make that $50 million, you got me.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
There's like nothing in the world that I would not give up for $1 million.
Movies.
Yeah.
You can never watch a movie again.
That's fine. I barely watch movies as it is.
Okay.
That's like easy. That's like when I would be a kid and I would try to give up like lettuce for Lent or whatever.
How about Gigi? Would you give up your cat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gigi. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
Megan?
I'm mentally flushing her down the toilet.
Yikes.
Did you give up Megan?
That's who I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. I guess I... So, okay. Important distinction. Am I, like, is she still, like, here with us? Or, like...
No, she didn't die.
You're okay. Giving then, your cat to someone else.
Then, yeah. I'm doing it for us, is what I would tell her.
Oh.
Well, not for Gigi.
Not for Gigi.
It's not what I would tell her.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to reap any of the benefits of
that's
the $1 million.
That's right. She'd be like, you're just selling me out, bro.
I'll be like, I will send so much churu.
I feel like we're having two different discussions.
Yes.
Are we still talking about the cat?
Either.
So you'd give up the cat or your wife?
Yeah, because it would be for us.
Well, not if she's not your wife.
I'd slip her a little bit of it. She'd get her...
So you'd cut her in on the action.
Yeah, I'd make her whole. And then she could go off and have a wonderful life with a new husband.
How much would you give her?
On my dime. I don't know.
10%?
$3,000-$4,000.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in that range.
This segment's making you look good.
Somebody's going to have it explaining to do when he gets home today.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, good for you.
She can get an apartment, and then, you know, I'll cover, like, the first 2 months' rent and the deposit.
Oh, man.
Rach, same question to you, but tennis. You can never play or watch it again.
For $1 million, sure, I'll give it up.
Find a new sport?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I really like it, but if you're giving me $1 million to... I mean, I didn't watch it at all like 2 years ago, so
yeah.
I'm good.
And you didn't have $1 million,
right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think for most of these things, like Wheels has said he wouldn't give up his dog for $1 million, like if the money was on the table, you think most people would change their minds?
Not about pets, probably, yes. Not about spouse necessarily, right? Like if you said Wheeler, here's
Wheeler,
you know,
coming from you since you just gave up your spouse for
for $3,000, give her $3,000, see you later.
Look, it's easy to do when the money's not on the table, right? It's easy to say this stuff when the money's not on the table.
I respect that you're not lying.
When that money's in front of you, like, look, I don't think I would give up Megan for $1 million. I think I'd be like, this is ridiculous.
You
and
don't
silly.
Think,
but Kevin, what I just say? When the money's on the table, stuff to do.
What's the least amount you'd give her up for? Like real $500,000.
I gotta see the money on the table, man. This is what I'm talking about. Nah, I don't think I'd give her up for $500,000. I mean, like I said, I don't think I would
then
give her up for...
Then her cut's too big a percentage?
Yeah, exactly. It has to be... Yeah, smaller number is actually better for me because then I have to give her less than the percentage.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I would give her up for $1 million. I don't think I would divorce her for $1 million. But when the duffel's on the table and I'm looking at it, you might become a whole different person.
Okay.
I'm a big believer in, like Rachel always says, a large amount of money can change the way a person's brain chemistry works.
Mm-mm. I like how I brought you into this one, Rach.
Yeah.
It's how my friend Rach always says, leave a spouse for a million dollars.
And as a person who is chronically $28 in his bank account, I mean, when you show me that much money, it's like, whew. The amount needed to change my brain chemistry is not $20 billion, is what I'm saying.
What if Megan Zane made the same decision about you?
I would be so hurt. I would be crushed. I would be devastated. I would never recover from it. I'd bring it up every day for the rest of our life.
What if she gave you half?
Half of what?
A million.
Half of a million's a lot. See, half of 500 grand, not that much. Then you got to think taxes, right? After taxes, I'm probably only getting like, what, 160K? That ain't worth it.
So what that comes down to, by the way, if you just measure it over 10 years, is $270 a day. Would you give up something you truly care about for $270 a day? Before taxes, because you got to pay taxes on it.
He just gave me this look. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Man.
Yeah, you can break it down any way you want. I don't think he's changing his mind.
Man. By the way, you always take the lump sum. You don't take the money over time.
So then you're going to take $600,000 instead of a million.
So that's the other thing, too, right? So if you say $1 million.
No taxes.
That's a lot easier to say yes to than $270 a day. Like, that is easier to say yes to.
Sure.
Because especially it's more impactful.
Yeah.
And I could get hit by a bus in December, and I've only gotten, you know, $700 out of this deal that I divorced my wife for or whatever.
He's the one who keeps bringing up the divorce word.
Yeah.
Because I want to make it clear that she's
not dead.
Yes, she's still here. She just gets to go find somebody else.
With $3,000 in her pocket.
with a cool three bands.
She'll have a great first date conversation. Like, so what happened to you and your husband?
Well, basically my husband sold me.
Oh, you may be wondering why I'm paying for dinner tonight.
Andrew, so you're like in favor of human trafficking.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're selling your wife. You're saying, here's my wife for $1 million.
A little. No, it wasn't given to me as sold.
Okay,
it was given to me as a trade.
Yeah, you're not exchanging.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So the only real difference is that you're not giving her up to a specific person.
Putting her in a big Amazon box and poking holes in it and pushing it into Kohl's like, I have a return.
Hey, shout out to Kevin. He said he's been listening for almost the whole 25 years, and this is his first time watching the stream.
Yeah, good to have you, Kevin. Thank you. The way that I want you, I gotta have you.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX.
My buddy Hayes just said that he loved the way I went into a Susan L. Ward divorce attorney live right after Andrew said he's divorcing his wife for $1 million. Hayes was such a cool guy. Miss him.
Me too.
You want to do a report card?
Sure.
We haven't done that in a long time. It's just a fun little throwaway thing that we do where we rank things on a report card from A+ to F. It can be literally anything, and today it is... condiments.
All right.
Don't get too excited.
I'm excited. This is so spontaneous.
Yeah. I know. That's me, Mr. Spontaneity.
It's right in the wave.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
F.
I like mayo.
Like a C.
Yeah,
like, I enjoy it.
C.
I had it on my sandwich at lunch, but like I could live without it. For $1 million.
Okay, so we'll put...
I would take $1 million to give up mayonnaise. Yeah.
How about its close cousin, Miracle Whip?
Ooh.
Never had it.
F.
Never had Miracle Whip.
Never had it.
I get it. I never had mayo until I grew up.
I always thought it was just mayo.
Mm.
I am one of those weirdos who like both
like
mayo
both.
And
like
Miracle Whip. Yeah,
like
I'm fine with whatever category. I'm not going to fight for Miracle Whip.
I'm
going to
put it in
that
B.
Way.
Now let's put it next to mayo in the C.
Okay, that sounds good.
Ketchup or catsup?
B.
Ketchup or catsup? I'm going to say an A.
D. I'm not crazy about
it. He doesn't use it. I've noticed.
Yeah,
this.
I don't like it. I like it on a burger. And that is pretty much the only place I like it.
Do they got a fries?
Everyone in the world says burger weird.
I know. Burger. I caught myself too in a burger.
You really hit that.
I caught
on
a burger.
Eat your burger.
Mustard.
A plus.
F minus. B.
The best one.
Triple minus
so
F.
I said B. Ketchup B. and mustard are basically
lower
to me.
Lower than F.
Are we talking like straight down. Up yellow mustard or any kind?
No, just yellow.
The same thing.
What's so. Lower than F? Send it to hell.
I'll be down there eating my mustard, dude.
Eat mustard. No, but which kind of mustard? Are we just talking the yellow. We're talking regular yellow mustard?
Yellow.
You gotta listen to the show.
Just ask that, brother.
Did you say yellow? Okay.
We just covered this.
I was too busy thinking about mustard being in hell. Yeah, no, send it to hell.
I'm putting it in B, because I think it's an A.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce.
Ooh, A.
Got two A's so far.
Yeah, I'll do A with it.
Okay.
That's something I like on my burgers.
That's good on everything, man.
Dave is always funny when we do the report cards, because if he likes something and we all go, yeah, it's like a D or an F, he's like, we'll put it in A. We'll compromise. Put it in A.
Salsa.
Salsa. Ooh, somebody say salsa. Ooh,
I mean, salsa could be a B or a B. C for me.
I'm a B.
I don't want to put it too high, but I like it.
I like it a lot. Similar to the Miracle Whip, I'm not going to fight for it. I'm pretty neutral on where it falls, but I like it a lot.
Okay. I'm going to put it right between A and B, and we can move it as we need.
A special category.
One of my favorites, tartar sauce.
Yeah.
I do like the tartar sauce.
It's the only negative is that it's somewhat limited as to what you put it on.
Ooh, not for me.
Because it's good. But it's like fish.
You
like,
can put it on any meat, really.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
What is it? I'm not sure. I have had tartar sauce. I don't... My brain says I don't like it, but I don't know if I've ever actually had it. So what does it taste like?
You are so weird.
And you know what? He wants to bring up how you act during the report
card. Thank you.
During the report card, Andrew is like drunk with something.
Yes. I don't eat a whole lot of fish. I don't eat a lot of fried fish. When I do eat fish, it's typically like grilled or
it's
broiled.
It's good on grilled fish, too, man.
So I don't have the tartar sauce with it. But my wife loves it a lot, so I've
By
seen
the way,
it.
It's not tartared.
Yeah.
See, that's step number one. I don't even know what the darn thing's called.
Has this sauce been tartared?
This is the weird thing about me, right? I hate mayonnaise, but if you put relish and some lemon juice in it, now I like it. Now it's tartar
gross.
Sauce.
Okay, well, then
that's
I really
tartar
don't
sauce
like
is.
It.
Mm-hmm. That's a B.
Yicky.
Ranch.
Man, that's a solid C.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I could be a B or an A for ranch.
Okay, I like it a lot, so we'll put it in A. Sriracha.
F.
I like all of these things. This is the hardest report card for me ever, because I'm just like, I love them all.
It's Sophie's choice.
I'm a B or a C, because I'm not like you. I can't do the sriracha on everything. I do like it, but like, you know, where barbecue sauce and ranch is like... If it doesn't have barbecue sauce and ranch already, throw it on. Let's see if it makes it better. Sriracha is more specific.
We had a glut between A and
C. Yeah, yeah.
How about relish?
Love it.
By itself?
F. F minus.
Mixed with other things? Perfectly fine.
Yucky.
I like you, relish.
Yuck, yuck,
keep your chin up.
Throw it in with some mayo and ketchup, and now you got McDonald's Big Mac sauce. All right, let's go.
P-U.
Last one, hot sauce. Whatever your poison happens to be.
Am I like chorizo? Or not chorizo. What's that one called?
Cholula.
Cholula, yeah. That's a solid B.
Yeah, A or B.
We got too many A's and B's.
I know.
We do. It's a popular category.
Yeah.
Sounds like mustard needs to make its way downstairs.
To hell.
To hell.
Okay, what we're left with is barbecue is an A+. Hot sauce, ranch, and salsa are an A. Ketchup and mustard are a B. Mayo and Miracle Whip are a C. Sriracha and relish are a D.
I can live with that.
Sriracha and D kind of hurts, though. Well, I guess I would take regular hot sauce over sriracha, I think, most of the time.
Yeah. Well, it's a little weighted there, right? Because like three against one.
Just like a nice Frank's Red Hot dab on something.
My favorite thing about Andrew in these games is that it's like he's Cory Booker in the Senate.
He doesn't want to compromise
parsing
with anyone.
Language.
Like, he'll just be like, no, no, send it to hell. And it's like, well, I mean, the game is to kind of like land on a agreed upon category.
That's my opinion. You guys can.
He just that's went, dude,
my
on
opinion.
That's
should,
just like my opinion.
Yeah,
man.
My opinion needs to be weighed against everybody else's, but my opinion is that it should be in hell.
So you're setting the outer parameters.
Yes.
Giving up your wife for money. Mustard's in hell. Any other hot takes you got today?
Well, it's got to be right down there with it. And tartar sauce sounds kind of gross.
It's not.
Tartar sauce is a creamy, tangy condiment with a mayonnaise base, often seasoned with chopped pickles or relish, lemon juice, capers, and herbs like dill and parsley.
Herbs.
herbs.
It's just, you're just putting pickles, and then you're putting the pickle herb in it.
Oh, that's right. You don't like pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that.
Sure don't. No, thank you.
I don't either. How weird am I? I don't like pickles, and I don't like mayonnaise, but mix them together and throw a little lemon juice in there. I'm in.
Mm.
It's just because you're like a fish nut.
Yeah, that's true.
Never heard someone called that name.
You're a fish nut.
He's a fish nut.
What about cocktail sauce?
Oh, that's good too.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's good too.
What's that can also go in any meat.
And cannot stand horseradish, but love cocktail sauce.
Yeah, horseradish.
Sauce. Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Horseradish by itself.
I used to work at a horseradish farm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard this about you
it's
before.
It's like a beet kind of thing or like a leek or something. What is a horseradish?
It looks like a really big leek kind of. Sort of like a big giant turnip kind of thing. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that was Willerette's my very first farm job, and I was out there with the Brokaw boys, Eric and Brian.
Tom.
And we were hacking down gigantic weeds with machetes. And it was one of those summer mornings where it was cloudy, but about 95 degrees by 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it just sucked. And all of our friends were going to my girlfriend's in-ground pool. And so we're like, we should just quit. Yeah, that's what we should do. We should just walk off this and go, okay. And George Willerette, the boss, was about 50 yards away on a tractor. And so I led the way, and I just go walking off with my machete and turn around, and the Brokaw boys are just back there hacking on down weeds.
You're on your own.
And then when my dad found out, he made me go back and apologize and get my job back. And the guy gave me my job back and immediately fired me.
You're hired and fired.
Mm-hmm.
They gave you machetes?
Oh, my God, yeah.
How old were you guys?
14, 15.
Oh, well, all right, it's a little better.
Now, these are work machetes. These are not fun
machetes.
These are
not to play with.
We expect you boys to be responsible with these machetes.
Right towards your leg.
It's just another 70s thing. You could totally chop a toe off. Just like, whoops.
It was also Willerette's when they gave a kid who had never chewed tobacco an entire thing of Copenhagen.
Nice.
And it took him about 15 minutes to just puke his guts up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Did you do that?
No.
Yeah, do you guys know anyone whose parents like made them smoke a whole pack or something when they got caught? But you've heard of this before.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a big thing in college especially. I would say 80% of my teammates were either chewing tobacco or dipping.
Yeah.
Ugh. The smell's awful. I don't want to put anything that looks like that in my mouth.
Wow, there's a statement.
It's like poop.
No, we got it. Thank you for the clarification, though.
No, you don't understand.
No, you don't get
what it.
It
looks like.
I did have a buddy, a fellow catcher who was a freshman with me. He didn't understand it, and he gave in to the pressure when they were giving him crap about it. So he did it. He put a little dip in, and he didn't. He just swallowed the juices. And they're like, Albert, what are you doing, dude? We haven't seen you spit it out. He's like, you're supposed to spit it out. He spent the next 3 or 4 hours throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy.
So the Zin, is that like a dip? I don't know anything about
it. No, I think a Zin is like
powdered
a little pouch.
Nicotine.
Yeah, it's a little pouch, and you put it in like your, sort of like you do with a dip, but yeah, I don't think it produces any like tobacco juice. I think it just kind of dissolves the nicotine, and you get it that way.
Well, I know that they used to make, I don't know if they still do, but they made the dip in packets, too. You could just get a packet, so it would be less messy.
Yeah, as I don't know what harm the Zin does. I know it's habit-forming because it's literally nicotine. Mm. So
Rachel's right. We should try it.
No, we should.
We should all get some.
Yeah, what if we all did dip? Let's do that tomorrow.
Nope.
I'm not here tomorrow.
Nope.
Just us all with tobacco in our mouths during the show.
I look like I have a golf ball in my cheek. Remember when all the ball players looked like that? Just to see you, and
I know you can't afford. Welcome back, 148 DGS. So, Kev, I'm not. Hope your family from Michigan's not listening. Your topic. How do you guys handle it when you're spending time with your family and there's quiet times and you're watching crap you have no interest in? Do you bail? Do you hang there? Do you suck it up? Like, what could that possibly be about?
The perpetrators in that example are actually my parents.
Okay.
Because they will sit there and watch the Game Show Network and reruns from 30 years ago.
Dude.
And just over and over, and like, I mean, there are a million shows. They're literally, they have everything. They have Netflix, they got HBO Max, they got all of those things. And we sit there and we're watching like old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And I'm giving them hard time for it. Like, is there nothing else that we can agree on? And no, apparently not.
It happens when you get old. My mom watched almost wall-to-wall Game Show Network. And then when she fell and she had some sort of dementia, and we put Game Show Network up in her room when she finally got settled at Bethesda, and she was like, is this a network with all game shows? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, rock on. Like, she discovered it for the first time all over again.
But they also watch other things. Like, they watch Yellowstone, and they watch, you know, various HBO, you know, the HBO series, things like that. And but like, what's the protocol? Like, you're in, like, you don't, so this is the example. Like, this is not family that lives half an hour away and you see them all the time. This is like, okay, we see them a few times a year. And when you're there, you're like, well, I don't want to just go bury myself in the basement because you're watching boring crap. So the solution I found is you just sit there on your phone the whole time.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time on my phone and my mom's.
You just sit there on the couch. You're like, nobody's talking. Everybody's watching something stupid. And you're like, well, I'm going to be on Twitter. I'm going to be on Twitter. Because you can't put on like TikTok because then the noise messes everything up. She's got to hear that.
Yeah, when I would go visit my mom every Sunday, I would bring Whoppers and things like that, and then I would be on my phone, and like every 10 minutes, she'd just drop a bomb, some hot take, where you're like, whoa, hey, haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah. It's just such an interesting thing, like that dynamic of like, and then it could be other people there too, and then everybody's got to agree on what we're going to put on, and it's like, oh, for God's sake.
But if Phoebe were to spend a whole evening with me watching what I watch,
same thing.
She'd be 100%. Like, another Ancient Aliens.
My kid would be the same thing with us.
Yeah,
that's why I'm asking. I think it's a universal thing. Like, yeah, and thank God we have our phones.
Yeah,
because if we didn't have our phones, back I'd be sitting the there just days. Like I'd be like, all right, I gotta go do something. I gotta leave.
What did you do before phones? Because I'm assuming you've
probably
always
just
been like
sat
this.
There and sucked it up.
No, I mean you personally.
I probably just sat there and dealt with it. Although I'll be honest, because that would have been when I was younger. When I was younger, I would have just been less cognizant of, you know, well, I should spend time because we don't see each other all the time. But I'd have been like, I gotta go. I'm gonna go to the movies.
I'm gonna hit baseballs inside.
I'm gonna go do something. There's a TV.
Inside.
There's a TV downstairs. I'll be down there watching sports.
What do you guys think of the UK lowering the voting age to 16?
Don't like
it. Yeah, they're doing this as, what did they say it was? Like, as an attempt to expand democracy?
Yeah, have more input, more voters.
I don't like it. I think you do a lot of development of your political opinions in, like, late high school and college and, like, early life.
So you don't think they're quite baked?
I don't think they're quite baked by the time you hit 16. Even as kids get more worldly, mine certainly wasn't. Even as kids get more worldly, you know, due to the internet or whatever, I just think your brain is still building itself. Your personality is still developing. You're going to be a very different person when you're 22 or, you know,
but
30.
But isn't that okay
16.
Also? And I mean, I get it. I don't disagree with you, but the reasoning could be applied to 21-year-olds as well.
And to 40-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually what I was about to say, is that if anything, we should be raising the voting age, not lowering
it. 50?
Not 50, but, you know, 21 or 22 instead of 18, I think I would be fine with. I think you change so quickly when you're 16.
I'm with Wheeler.
You're so easily influenced.
I think whatever the age is where you have to sign up for the Selective Service.
Yeah.
Should be the age
be
when you can do anything you want.
Yes, if you can serve in the military, you can have a beer and you can vote.
Yeah,
like to me, the finding a consistent age for all of those things would be the ideal. Because again, if you can bear that responsibility, if you can be tried as an adult, if you can go to war, why can't you vote and have a beer?
What's the age for Selective Service?
18.
Okay.
And I think it's hard though, because I think you could make a really good reasoned argument that the modern 16-year-old is much more worldly than a 25-year-old was 30 years ago.
Could be.
Like, they understand things, exposed to things, see things, and understand policy more than I did when I was 25. When I was 25, I couldn't have cared less about any of that stuff. It didn't matter to me. I didn't look at it at all.
They're also introducing automatic voter registration in
the UK.
That's
great.
Yeah, I don't know why we can't do that here.
That's very good, yeah.
I still think we should be making...
Because we're all into voter suppression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both, well, but I mean, it's both sides.
No, no, it's yeah, it's not one or the other. Yeah, it's the money, really.
No
let's be honest.
No one really wants the other side to vote.
Let's be honest. It's money. It's the financial interests that don't want 100% participation. Because if you get that, you're getting too wide array of opinions. And they, what's the best thing for people that have power? It's controlling the number of sources of power, because then you can influence the two. It's why we only have two parties. How can a country as big as this have two parties?
It's kind of crazy.
Where England's got six or eight, and Israel's this tiny little country, and they have like six parties. How do we have two? That doesn't make any sense. How does two parties sum up 330 million people?
It does not.
Well, it doesn't, but it shows you that the power of money, because money will only support the two, because you can give to two, and you can donate to two, and you can kind of influence two. It's going to be really hard to do that with six.